Redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede.
Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Danes se ob 19. uri v kinu Šiška otvarja razstava novomedijskega umetnika, ki sliši na ime Max Sivi ali v svojem izvirniku Max Grau. Gre za berlinskega umetnika, ki je pred kratkim dopolnil 30 let, zanimiv pa je zato, ker veliko stvari dela na bazi individualnega s fokusom na osebnih prijateljskih modelih. Treba je priznati, da kljub možnosti sofinanciranja javnih ustanov, večina kulturnega ustvarjanja temelji na osebnih izkušnjah ter poznanstvih, pa naj bodo vključeni bivši ljubimci ali ljubimke, sošolci, sošolke, profesori ali profesorice ali pa kar razširjena družina sama. V kratkem filmu Craving for Narrative, s katerim se je Grau slovenski publiki predstavil tudi na lanskem festivalu LIF, dekompozira izsek filma Briljantina ter ga dopolni z lastnimi asociativnimi pripisi ter privatnimi življenjskimi izseki. Tokratni obisk Slovenije in sodelovanje z Maxom Grauom pa nam na kratko predstavi Miha Kelemina, ki poleg Lare Plavčak kurira današnjo razstavo.
Torej gre za obsežnejše sodelovanje z nemškim vizualnim umetnikom Maxom Grauom, ki je bil minula dva tedna na krajši rezidenci v Ljubljani. V tem času je bil vključen v kar tri projekte, in sicer delavnico Performirati znanje, ki je bila izvedena v sklopu šole za kuratorske prakse Svet umetnosti. Potem je bil na ogled njegov kratki filmski esej Hlepenje po narativu v kinoteki v sklopu četrtih dnev nemškega filma. V bistvu nek tak glaven projekt, na podlagi katerega smo ga povabili v Ljubljano, pa je razstava Work and Love Floating, ki je koprodukcija med STC Ljubljana in Kinom Šiška.
Grau deluje na področju osebnega, ki prehaja v performativno prakso, ki je torej ekspozicionirana javnosti. Več o tem, kako doživlja umetnost in samem umetniškem procesu, nam pove Grau.
Yeah, I think to me aesthetical practice is sort of reading and interacting with the world, maybe. Everything mostly starts with writing, but writing is a very, in a weird way, a very lonely process, right? Where you're always at home, you're always behind a screen, at least these days. and to take these writings and make it into a performance where you're always sort of put in a room with people and have a very sort of very direct interaction. And I mean, I plan these things and then bring like texts and videos and images and sounds and all that. But it's in a weird way, or in a way, there's always like a little bit of an improvised moment to it. So it's really dedicated or decided by the situation and by the people who are watching also and what's going to happen. So it feels where this like the writing is sort of very distant from social activities, these performances then become a very very close moment with people.
V svojem delu sredi s pesimizmom napolnjenega sveta odkriva optimizem v osebnem. V letošnjem letu je pri nemški založbi Ruine izšla njegova knjiga z naslovom You See, I've Always Wanted Things to Be Beautiful. Več o knjigi nam pove Max Grau.
The underlying idea for this book was to write stories that are sort of strategically optimistic, which doesn't come naturally to me. Like I feel I'm always a bit of a pessimist. I guess there's a lot of reason to be pessimistic and hopeless at the moment because it's not looking very good. But if you also look at it in a way historically, the sort of pessimism is always aesthetically speaking, a driving force for reactionary movements, right? Like even the idea of the end of the world, a very useful tool for right-wing practice. everybody's afraid that their little world is going to end.
Danes se v Ljubljani predstavlja z razstavo Love and Work Floating. Na razstavi povezuje osebna pisma ter javnosti razgalja njihovo vsebino. Tako nas popelje v osebna čustvena doživetja s posamezniki, ki so sooblikovali njegov prostor umetniškega izražanja.
it's a collection of different texts and images and sort of fragments from my practice, like different archives that I keep and stuff like that. But it all really sort of started with this series of love letters, I guess, that I wrote to friends of mine, but also to artists artists and musicians and writers that really have played a big role in my life. And some of them I know personally, others not. Others are also dead for a long time. Yeah, to have this, what is always sort of unspoken in friendship, like, of course, we mean a lot to each other, but sometimes, at least to me, it feels quite hard to actually say that out loud, like how it feels very vulnerable to really say to somebody what they actually mean to you.
Za vas se iz kulturnih novic izjavlja Škerla.
Propaganda je, oziroma ne, umetnost je, propaganda je umetnost in vsaka umetnost je propaganda. Nekaj v tem stilu.